We began to discuss earlier today one of the most challenging things to understand about the Imei Mitzorim and the Avelus of Beis HaMikdash is the fact that the Novi describes Tisha B'Av besides for the future we understand. That also needs clarity, but at least we could understand that the future, it's a Yom Tov. You, Lebeis Yisrael, L'Sosim, L'Simcha, ultimately, Tisha B'Av is going to be a Yom Tov, and we discussed earlier the Shaila Rechsam Sofer. Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos. Which day will they celebrate? What day will be Yom Tov? Whether it's the first day, the second day, or possibly even both days. But that at least we could understand that Lasid Lova, let's be a Yom Tov. Need some clarity, but we could understand. But the Navi describes Tisha B'Av today as a Yom Tov. Kol Alei Moed. Kol Alei Moed. That means that right now we have to look at Tisha B'Av. We're sitting on the floor. We're shutting the lights. We're not learning Torah because Pekudei Hashem Yishor Mesam Chelev. At the same time, we have to somehow wrap our heads around the concept of it's a Yom Tov, it's a Moed, no Tachnun. Not no Tachnun Lasid Lovay. No Tachnun now. Kol Alei Moed, right now. How do you understand such? How do we understand Kol Alei Moed Lishbor Bachurai? How do we understand that it could be called a Yom Tov? To make it even more difficult is the fact that we know there's a famous Marshah. The Sifrei Chassidus talk about it as well, but it's found in the Marshah, famous Marshah in Bechoris, that explains that the 21 days, starting with Shivas HaBetamos and ending with the start of Tisha B'Av, meaning excluding Tisha B'Av, is parallel. Those are like the worst days in the Jewish calendar. Starting from Yuzayin Tammuz, that's the saddest time, the saddest kufa. It's parallel, bidyuk, to the 21 days that are the best days of Klal Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah, go all the way until Hoshana Rabbah, the same. Parallel, each day is parallel to those days. Again, this is found in the Sifrei Chassidus, but the Marshah in Bechoris says, B'derech HaPshat, the way he's learning the Gemara, that's the way it is. How in the world can we understand? How could it be a parallel? How could it be a parallel from the best days, the days of Kapara for Klal Yisrael, to what seems to be the worst Kufa? The Svarim HaKadoshim then add on that if you go with the same way of thinking, that would mean that Tisha B'Av itself is Keneged Shemini Atzeres. Right? Because if the 21 days leading until Tisha B'Av is parallel to Hoshana Rabbah, that means that Tisha B'Av itself, that means Tisha B'Av is parallel to the happiest day of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kosher Le'Pridaschem. And this year, when Tisha B'Av is the 10th day of Av, because it's a Nidche, so it's actually Simchas Teira. Now, is there any, think back Simchas Teira, and look where we are now, could you say that there's any kind of connection? Could you say you feel that sense, that's some hysteria sense. What's going on? How do we understand that? We say in the kinnis tomorrow, we say, Al Chuban Beis Hamikdash Kihuras VeChihudash Espoid Bechol Shana VeShana Mispeid Chodosh. Every year is a new hesped. What do you mean? Look at your kinnis. Exactly the same hesped. After the Holocaust, Rachman al-Tzlan, some Rabbanim got together and they added a kinnis to the Holocaust. And that was a whole controversy itself. So the kinnis is the same kinnis. We use every year the same kinnis. How do we read the words? Espoid b'chol shana v'shana mispeid chodosh. The new hesped. The Chassam Sofer comes in his drushes, and I'm going to share with you a smack that I think is along the same lines. But the Chassam Sofer says in his drushes that just like Chayiv Odom Lilois Es Atzmoy Kihu Yotzami Mitzrayim, every year Pesach, we have an obligation to feel like we're going out of Mitzrayim. It's a new exodus. We're going out Nochamo. We're going out of Mitzrayim. So the Chassam Sofer says in his drushes that the same thing applies to Tisha B'Av. Every year we have to feel like the Beis HaMikdash again, happened again. We went into Golos again. And that's what the Chassam Sofer says. That's what Mispeid Chodosh means. So really, the Chassam Sofer just took what I always say is difficult, and he made it much more difficult. Every year I always ask the same kasha. How are we supposed to be misabel on the Beis HaMikdash? How could you misabel? We never experienced the Beis HaMikdash. We were never there. We never saw it. We never felt it. How in the world? I mean, the Dubin HaMagid was a marshal used to say every year on Tisha B'Av. And I think the marshal was a maisa that they had been Mesorah from the time of the Baal Sheni. It wasn't just a Dubin HaMagid marshal. It was a maisa shahoya that there was a farmer. And this farmer never went to be Eilu Regal. He was a poor man, ignorant. And when everybody used to go be Eilu Regal, he stayed home. And that's the way he was. He grew old that way. And finally, his neighborhood, his friends, his family, they prevailed that he should save money and up and go to Be'er Lego. The Dubin HaMagid explained he was never able to even go. Even when he went, he couldn't go. He went, and because he had no chinuch, what a Beis HaMikdash was, he finally went as an old man. He saved money and they finally managed to get him to go. He went and what did he saw? A bunch of men running around with funny robes, slaughtering animals. He said, well, this is what I came for. He said, the Dubin HaMagid understands, Kol she'enei misabel al Yerushalayim, enei zeiche v'roye b'simchosa. He said, you'll be like the farmer. There's different explanations in the Rishonim what it means. The Chas V'Shalom, somebody doesn't mourn over the Beis HaMikdash, they won't see it. The Dubin HaMagid's understanding is that there's even a basic pshat. The basic pshat is if you were never mechunach, if you never felt the loss, you never educated your feelings of what it means to be without a Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to appreciate it. My Rebbe, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal, gave a more high-tech marshal. You know, not a Beis HaMikdash marshal. He said there was a lady that was sentenced 50 years in prison. High security prison, she could never leave. They found out after they incarcerated her that she was pregnant. She's pregnant. No, they let her give birth, obviously. They got a doctor, they let her give birth. She gave birth in the prison, in a high security prison. She had Nebuch this little kid in a prison, in a black cell. So Yankov Zatzal said this lady had two choices. For the next couple of years, the kid is with her. They allow the kid to be with her. It's a baby. Nurse him. They can let him. Eventually, after a certain amount of time, they'll let the kid out, obviously. The kid is going to have to go out. See, the mother has two ways to bring up that child. One is to make him comfortable. This is it. He's in a black cell. He gets used to being living behind bars. She doesn't teach him. She doesn't train the child that there's a beautiful world out there. There's a sun. There's trees. There's people. There's life. Just bring him up. This is. I don't want to tell him what's out there. I'm going to just. This is it. The other kid, the other approach is that the mother, as difficult as it is, and it is difficult, talks to the child, explains to the child that there's a beautiful world. Of course, it's hard. Then the child is in pain being in this, stuck in the cell. But says Reb Yankef, when the time comes for the kid to actually possibly leave, the kid that was not trained opens up the door, they see the sun, they get scared. Cars, people, the whole thing is just one big claw, runs back into the cell. Doesn't have an understanding of what a world means. He said, that's the difference, Reb Yankef used to say, between Mingusabel and the Beis HaMikdash. He said, it's hard. It's hard. Once you go into it, and once you really delve into it, you start to feel it. And it's hard. It's easier to just be oblivious. But he said, then you're not Zoyche V'Goye B'Simcha. So along the same lines as the Dubin HaMagid. But the Chassam Sofer is making mourning over the Beis HaMikdash so much more difficult. He's telling us that we have a chiv to feel like it's happening again. Like the Churban is actually happening again. He says over here in his drashas, he says, "Kimoi she'omru chachomeinu zichroinim l'vrocha." Just like Chazal taught us, "Bechol dor v'dor chayiv adam liris atzmi ki liyotzmi mitzrayim." Kein tzorich liyoy she'bechol dor v'dor. Chayiv liros atzmei ki hu golo achshav v'yotzom Yerushalayim. So the Chassam Sofer seems to be saying that we have to feel now like as though it's happening all over again. There's no question that it sheds light on the famous Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says in Yuma. It's also found in the Medrash. Kol dor sheli nivne b'yomov ki luchorav b'yomov. According to the Chassam Sofer, it's not just a phrase. It's an obligation. It's an emes obligation. And I'll tell you that this Chassam Sofer, you could say, has a foundation in a smack. The Mesillas Yeshorim writes, in Perek Yutesim, Yoymar Odom, Ma'ani, who am I? Who am I to ask for the Beis HaMikdash? U'mas sofun b'tfilosi, she'espalo al-gos v'yushalayim. Little me, I'm going to bring the Beis HaMikdash. Leave that for the Gedalim. Who am I? I'm going to go with my kin is here. I'm going to sit on the floor and say a couple of words. My tefillah is going to bring the Beis. He says, Shuvose b'tzidoi. He says, the Gemara Chazal teach us, Nivro adam yichidi kidei shekol echad yoyma b'shvili nivro elam. And then he writes, that's what Hashem wants of us. He wants us to plead for a Beis HaMikdash. Even if it never happens in our time. He says, V'av sheloi teyosa bakoshasam. Even though the bakosha won't be fulfilled, m'nei sheligi azman m'nei zetam she'ir, harei oisim shelohem v'akodesh boruch hu sameach. That's what Hashem wants of us. So it almost sounds like from the Mesillas Yeshorim, the outcome of the tefillah is not even significant. The outcome of the tefillah is not significant. It didn't fail. It didn't fail. First of all, we have to understand what the Mesillas Yeshorim is telling us. We have to know where the source of that is. That there is such a thing, Hashem just wants us to, we have to know. But clearly, we can understand, begin to understand, what it means that it's a Yom Tov. Because if in fact, us yearning for the Beis HaMikdash is on its own purposeful, it's an accomplishment. So in fact, to some degree, we're fulfilling a binyan Beis HaMikdash through the actual bakosha. He says clearly, Harem oisim mishalohem v'akadosh baruch hu sameach b'zeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that, and he's happy. He's happy with that, even though it doesn't conclude with an actual binyan. Still HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach. That's what he says. We have to know what that means. It mirrors a chazal, that chazal say in Masechet Shabbos, one of the questions they ask a person when they at the day of judgment, when he dies, tzipis al yishuv. There is a tachlis, there's a purpose in a person being a tzipis al yishuv individual. That means they don't just ask the person, did you accomplish that? What did you contribute? They ask him, did you, were you mitzapel yishuv, tzipis al yishuv? The smach comes, and he says, where did this come from? This inyan on its own. It almost sounds like an inyan on its own, to wait for the Beis HaMikdash. That is an accomplishment. Hashem basically asks you, one of your accomplishments in life, were you a person that was mitzapel yishuv? That's an accomplishment. So the smach says, where does that come from? I'm just going to read you with words. He says it's one of the Aseres HaDibros. He says, "Hu echod me Aseres HaDibros, anochi Hashem Elokecha asher tzisicho mibeis avodim." He says, when Hashem said, "Asher tzisicho me'eretz Mitzrayim," says the smack, that's not just a piece of history. If it's one of the Aseres HaDibros, it's no different than Zochas Yemeshabbos L'Kadshe, no different than Lo'yi L'cho, it's no different than Lo'yisachmoyit. It's a commandment. It's a commandment. So he says, what's the commandment? What commandment is that? It's not the mitzvah of Tzchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a separate mitzvah. What is the first? Says the smak, Hu tzivui, Shebo letzavoy sesa'odom dikishem sh'ani roitze sh'taminu bi sh'ani oitze siyaschem Mitzrayim. Kach taminu shani Hashem Elokeichem, v'ani osid l'chabetz eschem, u'lo yishiyachem. It's fascinating. He's saying the smack that tzipiso Yeshua is one of the Aseres HaDibros. It's not just like a nice thing. You know, it's nice, you should wait, it's a good thing. He's saying it's one of the Aseres HaDibros. But this mirrors what the Chassam Sofer is saying in his Roshes, that just like we have an obligation to reflect about Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the same way we have a chiyuv to reflect on the Churban. So how do we understand this? What does that mean? What does it mean? There's a Medrash Rabbah in Eicha. The Medrash Rabbah says that all of the Ovis, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mois, they beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to we should have a Geula. And it ends with Rachel Imenu. I'm not going to go through the whole Medrash. Avram starts, obviously Avram has a good bank account. Akedah, what didn't Avram do for Hashem? He goes through his thing. Yitzchak says, I was the one. I was the Akedah. Yaakov Avinu talks about the Mesiras Nefesh he had for his children. And it goes on and on. Moshe says, I was a Roya Nemon. Finally, the Onov comes to Hashem. He says, L'maisa, I was a Roya Nemon of Klal Yisrael. At the end, Bo Rochel Imenu, says the Medrash. And Rachel says, I was mevater on my sister. And says the Medrash ends, V'ani boss of Adam. Rachel Imenu says, I'm a boss of Adam. What am I? And I was mevater on my sister. He says, You the banish oil. Ma'ani shani boss of Adam. Loi kanasi, loi kanasi, l'tzor shaliv, loi tzisi, l'busha, l'cherpo. V'ato chai v'kayim v'rachmon. How could you not pity Klal Yisrael? מיד נסגלגו רחמוב של הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואומר, בשבילך רוחל אני מחזיר את ישראל למקום. That's the medrash in Eicher, Psichet Eicher Rabosi. So the medrash tells us that the most powerful voice in Shemayim is Rochel Imeinu. What does that mean? Akedas Yitzchok? Avraham's of Akedas Yitzchok is, it's a bigger sacrifice. Right? It's a bigger sacrifice. True, it's a sacrifice, no question. Rochel, a big sacrifice. I always say that the sacrifice of Rochel, she was a kala. A year later, there'd be a lot of girls that would give up their husband. Not that they had a chuppah. He gave some chuppah. Yes, big sacrifice. But on a scale of Avraham Avinu, and Avraham goes through the gory details. He says, I'm a rachman. I have to be klevish my rachamim. And I'm the rachman of the generation. There's no question that Avraham, of course, has tremendous chusim. But the Medrash ends with Rochel Imeinu, who brings the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Yesh Sachar Toiv. To Rochel Imeinu. This is Rochel. There was some Gedol Yisrael that were makpid Tisha B'Av Mesiras Nefesh to go to Kever Rochel because of this Chazal. Because it sounds like the Geula is hanging, hinged on Rochel. Hinged on Rochel. So why is that? So there's a lot of explanations. The most simplistic explanation is the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says that Lo nechrava beis hamigdosh elu mebnei donu dineim al din Torah. The Gemara says there's two places in Bava Metzia. That the beis hamigdosh was destroyed because we did everything according to the letter of the law. So all the mefarshim ask, for that there's a churban beis hamigdosh. So the Chofetz Chaim answers, and the haflaw in the Sefer Chumash Panim Yafas and others, that of course there's a Gemara which Tosfos himself points out on the spot. There's a Gemara that says in Yuma, we had a lot of averus. We had the Bais Rishon, we had the Gvil Harash, some of the Zora, the Bais Sheni, we had Sinas Chinuch. They were averus. But if somebody goes Lufnim Mishur Sadin, if somebody is mevater lufnim mishur sadin, then Hashem is also lufnim mishur sadin. So when the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Hey, midu dineim al din Torah. The Gemara doesn't mean that was the chet. That's not really a chet. What's a chet to do al pi din Torah? It's not a chet. You go by the letter of the law. Why is that a chet? Not a chet. The Gemara means we lost our leverage. If you go lufnim mishur sadin, you have endless leverage. If you yourself give in, so Hashem gives in. That's what the Gemara. That's the simplistic way to understand the Gemara Bava Metzia. But I want to tell you a different idea, share with you a different idea, which will mataritz this question. Mataritz will answer this question. It will also explain to us on a deeper level. It connects also to Baal Shem Tov. The Gemara says in the Dorim, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? They asked the Nevi'im, Chachomim, nobody was able to answer. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Obviously the Gemara means what led up to the Beis HaMikdash to get destroyed. The Gemara finally says, Hashem himself answered the question. Shelo Baruch Hu Bater Tchil. They didn't make Brichas HaTorah. Obviously, it's a pillow. They didn't make Brichas HaTorah, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. How does that make sense? The Baal Shem Tov, the Degel Machne Ephraim brings down for the Baal Shem Tov, he narrows it. He says, it's a specific bracha we're talking about. We're not talking about the Lasek B'divrei Sarah. We're not talking about Asher Baruch HaBono. We're talking about the words, V'harei Ivno Asher Melekeinu is Divrei Sarah. That was the thing that we were missing. That's the Degel Machne Ephraim brings down from the Baal Shem. What does that mean? How do we understand that? I think it's a simple message. And I think if we internalize this message, we could better understand what our mission is on Tisha B'Av. We could also understand why this year the fast is a nidcheh. It's like a weaker fast. And many ask, why is it weaker? Ruba Shalaychol Nisraf Basiri. The main devastation was today. The main destruction was today. Huh? Yesterday was just the Hitzisu. Ruba Shalaychol Nisraf Basiri. So why, in fact, is the main Tish above the ninth day above, when they started the Churban? Why isn't it when most of the Churban took place? The Gemara says, Ashalta the Pranus. That was the beginning. Why is the beginning so important? Well, why is that more important? I think Rabbi Yisai, the Pshat here is really very simple. And I think this is what's being reiterated. Countless Mamore Chazal. The famous Medrash, also in Eicha, Tarim Gamliel, he once heard an Almona, and according to the Meforshim, this was on Tisha B'Av. He heard Almona crying. She was crying Nebuch, she lost her child. She was crying. When he heard her crying for her son, he started crying over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And the Pasuk, the Medrash is going on the Pasuk in Eicha, so Gamliel cried, Mamish, his eyelashes came out of his eyes. He cried and he cried over the Churban HaBayis. So everybody asks, what's the connection? The Almana was crying. She never had a tragedy. She lost a child. Why did that trigger Rabbi Gamliel to cry over the Beis HaMikdash? Why was he crying over the Beis HaMikdash? Makes sense. He was crying with Almona's tzar. Why did that? Chazal Amashma, that pasuk here in Eicha, that triggered in Rabbi Gamliel a new cry over the Beis Hamikdash. Well, what's the connection? So I think that the idea here is really a simple idea, and that is, why in fact do we need a Beis Hamikdash? How is a Jew supposed to look at the Beis HaMikdash? What's the purpose of a Beis HaMikdash? What's the tachlis? You definitely can't mourn over something if you don't know what its purpose is. What's the purpose? Kapara? We still have a kapara. Neshama Purim Sfaseinu. It sounds from Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, don't worry. Avraham asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to be when there's no Beis HaMikdash? How are Jewish people going to have a kapora? Hashem said, don't worry. Plenty of kaporas. Neshama Purim Sfaseinu. We could get through to the Rabbeinu Shloim without a Beis HaMikdash. Right? So what's the problem? Actually, davening is cheaper than the karm. It's cheaper. It's easier. Just open up the siddur wherever you are. You got a karm. Person's tummy could bring karbonis through tefillah. To bring a karm based on midrash, not a postumize. What are we mourning over? What's the mile of the base? And the answer is simply, and that's the parallel to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't there to save us. That wasn't the goal. Look at the psukim. The goal was the Yadatem Ki Ani Hashem. The goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the ultimate goal, was that sanctification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. That was the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It wasn't a different tachlis. That was the tachlis. The tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was, right, glorification of Hashem's name. It wasn't to take us out of slavery. That's what happened. That's what happened. That wasn't the purpose. That was not the ultimate purpose. The ultimate purpose was Kavod Shemayim. The Beis HaMikdash, that's the ultimate Kavod Shemayim. That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate Gilui Kavod Shemayim in this world. Yes, we could sit in our homes and we could say Psukim of the Karbonis and we'll have a Maila, Mishalim Purim Sfaseinu. We'll get a Kapora. But what's with the Kavod Shemayim? Nutal Kavod Mi Beis Chayenu. The Jew has to be thinking about the Rabbeinu Shlom's Kavod Shemayim. That's what we have to realize. That's really our life's mission. Our life's mission is Kavod Shamayim. To increase Kavod Shamayim. And the Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate Kavod Shamayim. By the time there was a Churban, it was a blessing. Sounds funny what I'm saying, but it's a Gemara. Shofach HaMosei Aleitzim V'Avonim, the Chassam Sofer says that the actual Churban at the time was a blessing. Would have been worse if there was no Churban. Not only the Churban was a kapara for Klal Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash was a liability. I once explained this, I just gave a shiur recently through Zoom to Eretz Yisrael, to my kollel in Eretz Yisrael. And I was telling them, it was very appropriate because when I give that shiur, it's on a screen, a big screen. So I told them that some years ago, the yeshiva, quite a few years ago, the yeshiva had an honoree. And the minhag is that the honoree speaks on a video. And this particular honoree didn't like the way his face looked on the video. I mean, just an example, this wasn't the case. Let's say you have a pimple. When you have a pimple like this, you know, you go like this and this, you get away with it. When you have 1,000 people looking at a 10-foot or 20-foot screen, that pimple is vanir vani beinenu kechagovim. Right? So this honoree was sitting right next to me as they're playing the video, and he's looking at it, he's going, oh, vei! He was horrified. There was nothing terrible about it, but he was horrified. In middle, I said, it's fine, it's good, you're married, you're not going to shtet a shidduch, no problem. After like 2 minutes of him talking, he goes, Rabbi, shut the line, shut the screen, pull the plug. Is there any way to make this broken? Right? The thought hit me. It was an Irish guy. The guy looked perfectly fine. I'm just saying. It was an Irish guy. But the thought hit me at the time, if we are full of pimples, if we're not living Kavod Shamayim, then the Beis HaMikdash becomes a liability. Because the Beis HaMikdash broadcasts Klal Yisrael. So if we are, that's why the Navi keeps on saying, Mi bikei zois miyedchem remois chatzeroi. What do those words mean? The Navi tells us, you know why there was a churban? Because you guys trampled in the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean? There was a liability. You want to shut the screen off. If you got caught with a face full of pimples, you want to pull the plug off. And for care, the longer it's there for the whole world to see, it's a liability. By the time the Beis HaMikdash was charev, it had to be charev. We're busy, almana, the ger, yiratzeichu, and what, you want to have a Beis HaMikdash? It's a bizoyan. It's a bizoyan shein kamoyu. We're living in a country now where the Ganser presidency is a chum. Right? Rachmanus Lutzlan. So it's Rachmanus. Usually when this president speaks, I have Rachmanus. Bemis, I have Rachmanus on him. So what do they try to do? They put him in a vinkel. Here, there, they put, go here, go there, go. It's a bizoyan. It's a bizoyan where you want to put it. She get a problem and say, he can't say two sentences without a griddle. It's a bizoyan. It becomes a liability to publicize. You don't want to publicize, right? Well, Klal Yisrael, when we went to Matzah, by the time the Beis HaMikdash was Churban, the Churban was us, that we were no longer a Kavod Shamayim. And if we weren't a Kavod Shamayim, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't a Kavod Shamayim. Not only Beis HaMikdash wasn't a Kavod Shamayim, as the Navi says, it was a bizoyan. It was a bizoyan. And that's why we're really being misabel over the fact that we weren't living up to being a Kavod Shamayim. Memela, the commemoration is aschalta de pronusa. Because we're really not mourning over the actual structure. If we were mourning over the actual structure, then taka hasiri bov would be the main thing. We're mourning over what led up to it. And that's why it's parallel to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim, the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the Kovet Shemayim. That was the tachlos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the tachlos of all of us is to take that Yetzias Mitzrayim, to live up to that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us, and then through that to be able to provide a Kovet Shemayim al Yidei Binyan Beis Mikdashen. But so long that we are not living in a way that our lives are a Kovet Shemayim and they should be broadcasted to the whole world, that's a Churban. Kol Dor Shalei Nivna B'Yomov, Kilu Chola B'Yomov. Because the Churban was not the walls. The Churban was the fact that there was nothing positive to broadcast. There wasn't positive behavior to broadcast to the world. That was the Churban. And that's why, that's the mispeid chadosh. The mispeid chadosh is not the walls that came down. The mispeid chadosh is on us living up to being worthy that we could be ma'ar b'kovet shemayim. And that's the mispeid chadosh. Every year, it's a mispeid chadosh. How are we living? What is our lives like? Would you, if you were the Rebbeinu Shem, would you want to broadcast? These are Bonai Chavivai. Is this something you want to broadcast? Once we're living on that level, that we are a Kovet Shemayim, that's the Tachlis HaBriyah. That's why the Beis HaMikdash is ultimately called the Tachlis HaBriyah. The Maharal is a big Arichus. That the Beis HaMikdash was the ultimate. It says, Shabor Lekim Lasa Isma Chosa. The Yalkut Shemayim says, Beis HaMikdash. Everything is ultimately not the structure. The Tachlis HaBriyah is that we should be living on in a way that there's something to broadcast. That there's a purpose to centralize. To centralize, to internalize, to internationalize Klal Yisrael. That's the Tachlis. And so long that we don't have that, we're missing the Tachlis. All the tsaros that happened, and that happened, is because the world is not living on that frequency. And that's why when Gamliel heard the cries of the Almana, he said, that's a piece of this. If the world was living where we should be living, we wouldn't have that. That's all part of the Churban. The Churban is not the walls. The Churban is everything else that leads up to that. That's the Churban. And that's why by Gamliel, that's what it was. It was all one thing. It was one parasha. It's one parasha. And that's what Chazal are teaching us. And that's what Tzipisa Yeshua is. Tzipisa Yeshua is we have an obligation, the same obligation we have Asher Tzisichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. What the Smak is basically saying is, Tzisichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim is not a piece of history. It's an obligation. It's an obligation. That we have to live up. We have to live up to a certain standard. And Klal Yisrael, the Chassam Sofer brings in another drasha. Klal Yisrael, in the time of Achashverosh, realized that all the tzaras that happened is because there's no Kovet Shemayim. Because Achashverosh told Esther HaMalka when she came and asked him to reverse the decree. He said, Ad chatzi HaMalchus v'seos. The Chassam Sofer brings down a tashbitz. Unbelievable tashbitz. That means Achashverosh said, I can't have the Beis HaMikdash built because then that's the end of me. That's the end of me. Says the Chassam Sofer, Klal Yisrael came to Akora, they realized that if you have a Beis HaMikdash, you have everything. If the world is living on that standard, everything is, it's a different world. And Memela, We will makabel on ourselves after the Nes, again, the tainus of Tisha B'Av. So Chassam Sofer says, Kimu al aleim v'al zarum divrei atzoymes v'zakosim. What does that have to do with Purim? Some learn it's referring to tainus Esther. But what's going on? Kimu aleim v'al zarum divrei atzoymes v'zakosim. Says the Chassam Sofer, we realized that this geula from Purim wasn't enough. It's just going to happen again, Chas V'Shalom. We realize that ultimately we have to live on a different level, a different standard. I want to just end by saying, what does it mean living in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pride in Klal Yisrael? Right? How do you do that? So it's also a Beferish HaChazal. Have a doy meloy. Have a doy meloy. If we go with the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has what to take pride in Klal Yisrael. Have a doy meloy. Mahu chanun afatu chanun, mahu rachum afatu rachum. When Rachel Imenu comes to Hashem and she says, I lived by your midas, Hashem. I was mevater. I lived by your midas. What Rachel Imenu is basically invoking is Kovet Shemayim. In Kovet Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's the way Klal Yisrael are going to be, if we're going to embrace Midas of Rachel Imenu, Miyad Nigolit, will immediately be goyel, because then the Beis HaMikdash will turn into a Kovet Shemayim. If we live by the Mamre Rachel's Midas, have a doy meloy, the Beis HaMikdash would immediately be rebuilt. So it's not just Rachel. It's Rachel. It's a hanhog of Rachel. It's hanhogas Rachel. And that's pshat, now we could say in the Gemara of Metzia. If we live al pi din Torah, that means we're not mevater. We're going the opposite of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're going in the opposite of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no tachlis to have a Beis HaMikdash. To have a Beis HaMikdash, when you are living in a way that's the opposite of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no tachlis to have a So you turn to Baruch Hashem and say, what avera did I do? It's what avera did you do? There's no tachlis. Rabbeinu Yehuda says that chilul Hashem is chayiv misa. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, what's pshat? Chilul Hashem is chayiv misa. He says, it's not an oinish. It's not a punishment. It's not pshat if somebody's mechal shem shemayim, he's chayiv misa, because he was like mechal Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. We don't find that the nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael is a mitzvah asei sheyesh b'y misa. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, we are all here to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So therefore, if you're mechal shem shemayim, you cease to have a purpose here. What are you here for? If I hire a computer programmer, it turns out the whole thing was a farce. He's not trained, he doesn't know a vase von Golnisch. It was all baloney. I walk in the first day, he can't program. So I fire him. What, is it an oinish because he lied on the application? No. There's no tachlis for him here. I have a computer firm, I need a programmer. There's no tachlis. No tachlis. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, everything ultimately is Kovet Shemayim. Somebody makes a Chilul Hashem, so they're going against the focus of creation. And that's why he says, Taka, there is a Kapora for Chilul Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. Then now you have a purpose. You regain the purpose. He says, even though we know for Chilul Hashem there's no Kapora, Rabbeinu Yehuda says, but there is the Eitzah. The Eitzah is Kiddush Hashem. It's his Kiddush Hashem, because then you have a purpose. So that's really what our job today is, to focus, to look at our lives, and to say we should be living up to the standard of Yisrael Hashem B'choy Espoya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take glory in who we are. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take glory in who we are, then Memela there will be a purpose to be Mepharsim, and to have a base Chayenu. And that's the mispaid chodosh of every year. The Mispeit Chodesh is we look again and we say for some reason we didn't raise the standard. And each individual that raises their standard, that's a simcha. That is a simcha. That's a simcha standard. And if we don't have enough, like the Mesilas Yesharim says, if we don't have yet enough, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash can't be built, so what? You built a makom of Ashras HaShechina. You yourself built a makom of Ashras HaShechina. That's a celebration. That's a Korah Olei Moed. Every Tisha B'Av we have an opportunity to create a Yom Tov. A Yom Tov called Tisha B'Av. Ultimately, the goal is that we should not have any more Tisha B'Avs. But every Jew that in their life raises the bar of the way they live, and their life becomes a life that if they were the only person walking around, there'd be a purpose for Beis HaMikdash, that is a tachlis. That itself is a purpose. That alone is a purpose. And that itself is a shtickle binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's your mini Beis HaMikdash. It's your Zion al Zion. We spoke earlier about a sukkah. It's your sukkah. Ki it's b'neini b'sukkah. It's your sukkah. And each one of us has to create a Zion al Zion. Our box. That's Roy Fashras HaShechina. And if we do that, it's a success. It's not just a success. It's a shtickle binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Maral says that the word moyed, Chazal say mevazes hamoyados, ain't he's koyven of a desire. The Maral says, what does that mean? He says a yom tif is called a moyed because it can be lashon vad. You connect to Hashem when you have a meeting. You say I have a vad. The Maral says a moyed is a time where we connect to Hashem. If we use Tisha B'Av to connect to Hashem, it's a moyed. It's a moyed now. Not it's going to be a moyed. It's a moyed now. In your box, you connect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a moyed. When the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Nun Dalet that the Goyim took out the Kruvim. U'motzu sha'kruvim mu'urim zeh b'zeh. They found mamish that the Kruvim were mu'urim. They were connected, not just they pnei mishalachiv. They're more than pnei mishalachiv. Meurim, mamish meurim, they were connected to each other, like in a relationship. And the goyim were like, hizilua, what's tutzachto? So the shita mukubetzes in Bava Basra, the Tzadites, he brings down from the Rimigash, he says, what's going on here? When Klai Yisrael not doing with Tzoyin Yishemokim, the Kruvim are not even facing each other. He brings out from the Rimi Gash, this was to show the Avas Hashem to Klal Yisrael. The obvious question is, yeah, but this was during the Chum. This is during the Chum. This would make sense while the Beis HaMikdash was around. And that's another thing Chazal said, they used to roll up the Paroiches so we should see the Kruvim. But this is during the Churban. The Kruvim should have been mamish, running away from each other. So the Svarim HaKadoshim explain that actually there was a symbolic that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. It was Mamish Kiyu that being Moilal Valeda for Mashiach. But that makes the question even bigger. Why B'Shas Tachum? I think the lesson is that we could Mamish make a Geula B'Shas Tachum. Because each one of us in our lives could make a gula, could make an involuntary and go in our lives. And Beis Hashem, enough of us will do it. We'll be zeiche to achishenu. The gula will be quickly. But our mission, and that's pshat in the Mesilas Yesharim, our mission on Tisha B'Av is not that it's a success if the Beis HaMikdash gets built, and if it doesn't get built, it was a failure. No, it's a failure if our little sukkah, our life, has not elevated itself in a Kovet Shemayim. But if our box got elevated, then it was a success. Then it was a moyed. Then it was a yomtiv. Right now we could be zeichet to kruvim mu'urim zeh b'zeh. B'shas t'chum. That's the lesson of the Gemara. In the chum, you could be zeichet to be Marba Kovet Shemayim, and in your life you're doing Ashras HaShechina. And it could be that's why Chazal give us dugmos, to give us examples to our homes. Your table could be a mizbeach. This could, what do you mean your table is a joke? It's not a joke. Your anhoga in your home. Your anhoga in your home could be your mikdash mat. And your mikdash mat is a binyan beis hamikdash. Yeah, of course. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says, it could be the time will not come yet. That wasn't a failure. You made Tisha B'Av into a Yom Tov. If starting tonight, your life is a bigger Kovet Shemayim, you made your Tisha B'Av into a Yom Tov. Ultimately, we hope that all the Yom Tovim of the Yechidim will turn into a big Yom Tov and will be Zeichet to the ultimate Gula. But that's our mission. And that's a mission we could all accomplish. We all, it's B'Yodeinu to accomplish. Shetaka B'Zeichet L'Kach.